Outside funding can help students' education locally. USD 49 Foundation President Curtis Brown talks to us a little bit about the organization and Project 49 on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're here to support the schools, support the teachers, administration, and then obviously support the students of USD 49.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we talk to like the Fort Hays Foundation all the time and some other groups that are kind of in that role. And it's a really valuable service. And especially when you talk about education, because all of those extra things that the students need, the faculty needs, that's provided by you guys, or at least in part by you guys, I suppose.
Right, right. So, yeah, when teachers or administrators have a need in their classrooms or in their schools, they can apply for grants through our foundation. And so we're there to help support, you know, kind of pick up that extra, you know, extra financial need or financial, you know, support for the school for USD 49. So, you know, anywhere we help through books, we've helped through some renovation projects. You know, we've helped pay for some, you know, projects, wood projects and stuff like that. So just a wide variety of things. We're there, and we don't limit what we support or what we don't support. So pretty wide open process.
Very cool. So going into the school year, what do parents maybe need to know going into this year with regards to the USD 49 Foundation?
Well, what we like to have parents know is that our main fundraising event where we get the most of our money to help support the schools, that's coming up. So that's our Project 49 auction, and that'll come up October 23rd of this year at the Unrein Building at the Ellis County Fairgrounds. So that's really, at least to start the year off, kind of what we're pushing for, what we're trying to strive for to raise as much money as we can for to help USD 49.
Very cool. So, in terms of that project, are you guys still looking for sponsors, or are you? Yes,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Always looking for sponsors, looking for donations. We about two more weeks left before we cut those off, but we're still out there, you know, pounding the streets trying to get the sponsorships and donations for sure.
Okay, very cool. So if somebody's listening right now and they think, hey, I'd like to help out, what's the best and easiest way for them to do that?
There's several ways. One is call the administrative office, 623-2400. The foundation's on Facebook. Pretty easy to look for us on Facebook. We also have a website for ticket sales, to buy tickets and also to sign up to be a sponsor. That's fundraiser.support/Project 49.
Awesome. And what about, can parents also help out or get involved? I suppose it doesn't have to be just parents. It could be anybody in the community, right?
Anybody. If they want to donate, they want to sponsor, they want to volunteer. It's a big event. This is our third annual. We weren't able to hold one last year, but this is our third annual auction and dinner show. It's more than just an auction. We've got Hays High Chamber Singers going to perform. We've got Smoke & Co. Barbecue there providing the meals. We've got an open bar. We've got a silent auction, a live auction. We also have a raffle. So, I mean, it's a big event. So if parents want to, you know, either donate financially to it, or if they want to help volunteer, we'll welcome everything.
Awesome. And, with it, it sounded like this really cool event. I'm assuming you're selling tickets for this thing as well, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Tickets are $65 a person, $500 for a table of eight. Again, that website, fundraiser.support/Project 49, that you purchase tickets online. That's the best way to get those tickets.
Absolutely. Sounds great. I tell you, we've got less than a minute left. Curtis, any other last thoughts or anything else that folks need to know before we go?
Yeah, the auction has helped support the installation of the secured entrances at the schools. I think there's two left, but so far for over the years, we've helped put in the secured entrances at Hays High, Hays Middle, Lincoln, and Roosevelt Elementary Schools. If you've seen those, we've helped support those. Over the 3 years, we've raised over $134,000.
Wow.
For those secured entrances. We've also been able to raise more money on top of that for the projects inside the buildings, but specifically for those entrances, $134,000.
Very cool. Very important project we've talked about or heard about here on the Eagle Morning Show directly from the superintendent of the school district there, Ron Wilson. Well, thank you so much for your work, sir, and thanks for coming on today. Sounds like a cool event. I'll give you the opportunity one more time to share the contact information in case anybody's interested in helping out or getting some tickets to this thing.
Thank you. Yes, our tickets online are at fundraiser.support/Project49. The USD 49 auction or USD 49 Foundations on Facebook. And also you can call the administration office 623-2400.